True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the all-new 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. KFNZ FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City in Odyssey Sports Station. Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Good evening. All right, let's do that thing that we do after every game, myself included. Let's do that thing where we act as if we have it all figured out. Oh, boy. Royals win. They take game one on the north side of Chicago, and they do so in a blowout. 12-4, the final score. Royals now 2-2 on this road trip with two to play. And Pete Gradoff of the Kansas City Star confirms from manager Matt Quatrero, Rich Hill, the 45-year-old 20-year big league veteran, will make the start coming up Tuesday night for game two against the team that drafted him 23 years ago. Rich Hill on the hill for the boys in blue as they look to take the series from the Cubbies. Well, what do you have to say about that one, Royals fans? Hey, I'm not pointing a finger. No, I'm pointing one right back at myself. Just when you think you have it all figured out, this game says, hey, calm down. Calm down, sit back, be grateful that you're still even in this race. Enjoy the show. Boy, what a show it was tonight. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965, a season-high 12 runs on the north side of Chicago. A season-high regardless of where they're playing, but the 12 runs tonight come on the north side of Chicago, and it's crazy because had you been dropped into today, right? You had been overseas just out of the loop for the first 100 games of this regular season. If you were just dropped into Wrigley Field today, it's your first time taking in Royals baseball, you'd think, wow, yeah, everything looks right on track. And Noah Cameron's pitching like this? Oh, baby. How many games above 500 are we? The offense is rolling like this. You're getting that type of production from the rookie right fielder, Jack Caglione, the rookie left fielder, John Rave, as each one of them go deep tonight. You're getting that from the rookies. Michael Garcia continues to be a multi-hit machine. Salvi's as hot as anybody in the sport right now. Bobby continues to showcase a speed that is unmatched in this game. I mentioned Noah Cameron. We could talk about the defense of Bobby Witt Jr., the base running of John Rave, the base running of Jack Caglione. Yeah, the rookie's not only getting it done at the dish, but getting it done on the base paths as well. Had you missed the first 100 games of this season and showed up today on the north side to say, hey, you know what, let me check in real quick on my boys in blue. I know I've missed the first 100 games. Let me take a look at them. Oh, you would think that this sophomore album was delivering the type of bangers that we haven't seen in these parts since 2015, since 1977. Take your pick of the best teams to ever come through this city. Had you been dropped into Wrigley Field on this Monday night, you would have been blown away at your boys in blue. I know I was. Very impressive performance tonight. As sure, the offense is the story. 12 runs, 14 hits. The offense is the story of the night, but Noah Cameron remains the story of the year. 6 innings of 4-run baseball. Now, maybe that doesn't sound necessarily as if it's something worth celebrating, but he gives up 4 runs in the 2nd inning. Sees his team go from a 1-0 lead to a 4-1 deficit. But like a seasoned vet, the 25-year-old Noah Cameron, in just his 13th big league start, he's able to pound through 6 innings, allowing just 3 singles over the course of those final 4 frames. I understand he's done more impressive things in this game. He's had more impressive performances when you look at the final line. But this showing tonight from Noah Cameron is why he is the story of the year. Why you're writing his name in pencil and pen and marker for the next half decade in this rotation. Now, the story of the night, fine, is the offense. We've been waiting on this for quite a while. But let's not lose sight of the stud that remains the pride of St. Joe. He is Noah Cameron. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7965. If you were listening to the On Deck Show, it was my opinion that this series in Chicago had a real fork in the road feel to it. I likened it to a video game, RC Pro-Am. Is that modern? No. Any PlayStation video game, those arcade games where you ride the motorcycle, you ride the jet ski, you're driving the race car. And in order to avoid pumping in more quarters or needing more lives, you need to hit those checkpoints with the proper amount of points. Or you need to hit the checkpoint under a certain time, right? That's how this series felt. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act as if I've been cheerleading this ball club on. Since they lost that series to the New York Mets, I've been resigned to the fact that it's not in the cards for the boys this year. Doesn't mean I'm right. I'm just being honest with you. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Marlins, and it really felt as if the season for the fan base was on the brink. Because I know if you're listening right now, you're still in this fight. You haven't completely waved the white flag just yet like some others have. Like I've reached for. If you're still in the fight, I'm wondering from you, what is the limit? You know, what is this series mean to you? I told you on the On Deck Show, my checkpoint consists of 3 things. For me to believe that the dream is still alive. For me to believe that this team can actually pull off a miraculous run in the final 61 games of the season and find themselves back in October. For me to believe that's going to happen, I need a series win. I said I wanted 5 runs in every single game. And I said I wanted good Jack Caglione in every single game. Well, 1-for-1, 2 games to go. Royals trying to keep me believing. They score 12 runs. They take the opener, and Jack Caglione belts a 2-out second inning home run, a curveball down and away. He goes with it 106 miles per hour off of the bat, a line drive blast to the opposite field. Again, his 5th home run of the season. So how about you? What's your threshold for this Cubs series? What must this team do to keep you believing? Maybe you're already in. Maybe tonight was enough. I want to hear from you. 913-586-7965. We go to the Peterson and Associates phone line, and we start off in KCK with Russell. Russell, you're hitting leadoff tonight on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, thanks for having me on. You know, as long as the Royals can get some consistency on their offense, and, you know, we have good pitching. We just need better hitting and timely hitting, and we'll be fine. Don't sleep on the Royals because they will creep back up in this.
Love it. Appreciate the phone call. Royals tonight, 5-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Let's head out to Olathe and talk with Lath. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thank you so much for taking my call once again. I'm actually up in Chicago this evening. Decided to scratch Wrigley Field off the bucket list. And let me just say, to all the Royals fans, if you get a chance, I know it's not realistic for everybody, scheduling, finances, et cetera, but if you get a chance, man, get up here. This is an amazing venue for baseball. The fans are passionate. There's a ton of stuff around the stadium. The weather was gorgeous tonight. There was a ton of Royals fans out here. I heard a couple of Chicago Cubs fans separately mention the number of Royals fans out here tonight. It was a great night for a ball game. Like I said, great weather. Everything just really kind of came together for a magical night. And I wanted to say the thing that I'm going to need to see is just exactly what you talked about: timely hitting, kind of more consistency. And this is what we wanted, wasn't it? This is a competitive ball club. Normally by this time we're talking about training camp. I mean, we're already gearing up for the football season. So let's just be happy. I mean, sure, every team wants 5 or 10 more wins. I mean, we're not any different that way. So let's just.
But you thought they'd be better, though. It's okay to be frustrated with this team. I think
it is. It is
not tonight. Tonight, because this is what we've been frustrated about, and they have 61 games to go. Why can't tonight be the turnaround? I'm with you. I understand where your heart's at.
Yeah, and that's what Sherman had alluded to when he took over, right? It was like his first press conference. He said, "I just want to see what a wild card team looks like, and if we're in the mix, man, that's the important part. Because you know, not to be too Disney whatever, but I'd rather loved and lost than not loved at all, man. At least fans are passionate. You know, people are really paying attention.
Yeah, Kansas City's a great sports fan. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, no doubt. And you obviously showed that, right? Making the trip up to Chicago to take in Wrigley Field. I second everything that Lath had to say about Wrigley Field. It certainly should be checked off the bucket list, if at all possible. But I think we've graduated as a city from that. From needing the pat on the back, really, period. Just, I think Kansas City's moved on from that. From 2015 to Patrick Mahomes to, the current and sporting. Sports fans know about Kansas City. They know how passionate this fan base is. Arrowhead, I mean, come on. Arrowhead's legacy speaks for itself, right? Everyone knows about Arrowhead. Everyone knows about Kansas City. No, we don't need those pats on the back anymore. The only thing I'll push back on is this. We expected, everyone expected, the Royals expected this team to be better. You're not a bad fan if you're frustrated, if you've given up. I really don't think that makes you a bad fan. Now, you're not a diehard fan. Okay. And if the team does turn it around over the course of the final 61, you're going to have a tough time jumping on back on the bandwagon without catching a few jeers from your coworkers and your buddies. But that's another thing about Kansas City. We'll always let you back on the bandwagon. It's too much fun when the whole city's behind it. But the only thing I'll push back on is this. The whole, isn't this what we wanted? To be in the mix. Yeah, last year, this is what we wanted. But then the Royals made it to the playoffs last year, and they brought back many of the same players with the same expectations. So, things change. This isn't what we wanted. No, it's not. Now, it's what we wanted in 2005, sure. We would have done anything for this in 2009, in 2019. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, there's been a lot more losing than winning in Kansas City, no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean we need to accept that as our fate. We're going to lose more than we win. Uh-uh. Not anymore. Haas changed that. Mahomes changed that. That's over. And the whole being in the mix thing, yeah, there's a difference. And this is exactly what Rob Manfred and the rest of Major League Baseball's ownership wanted. They want you to think you're in the mix even if you're not. Right? They want the Angels and the Rangers and the Royals and the Guardians. They want everyone to think they're in the mix. So yeah, I guess many people in Kansas City just wanted to be in the mix. Okay. But this is where I get a little baseball nerdy with you. This is where I get, man, I've watched every single pitch. Are they in the mix at now 3 games below 500? I'm not just talking record-wise. I'm talking about your baseball acumen. Right? You know the game. You've watched this team. Is this a playoff team? Over the first 100 games, I think the answer was no. But to your point, Lath, with 61 games remaining, coming off a 12-run outburst on the north side of Chicago, hope is still alive. I agree with you. But I think I can speak on behalf of most diehard Royals fans. No, this is not what we wanted. This is not what we expected. We did not expect to be in the mix. If in the mix means six teams are above you in the wild card race for the final spot in the American League postseason. Maybe that all comes across really negative. And Vern, what are you doing, man? We just won by 8 runs. I'm just responding to what Lath said. But I'm with you. No, this performance tonight, if you want to believe, you dream on something like this. John Rave and Jack Caglione, not just offensively, but doing the job defensively. Doing the job on the base paths. Looking unlike a rookie. Just like the guy on the hill, Noah Cameron, again, 6 innings of 4-run baseball. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse coming up in a bit. But first, I want to go back to the phone calls. And let's go to Sedalia. Kevin, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Vern, I appreciate you taking my call, man. And it was good to meet you face-to-face last Sunday at the Mets game.
I appreciate you swinging by, man.
Yeah, dude. Listen, this Lath's sentiments about coming to Wrigley, this was our first time as well, and it's incredible. So all you Royals listeners out there, you got to do it, man. Swing it any way you can. Get up here. This place is electric. Regarding the game, man, I got a couple of things. Number one, seeing Salvi work with Noah Cameron behind the dish. We had great seats tonight right behind the Royals dugout, so we had a perfect view of just his nonverbal communication with him behind home plate. Anytime he got out in front of himself or lost a little bit off of his slider, you know, Salvi was right there talking him up. And it was just cool to see that teaching moment from the captain to the rookie. The other thing I got, and I hate to harp and bring up any kind of negative stuff, and maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should bite my tongue, but the guy that was playing our DH position tonight is just – he's wearing me out, man. And I don't know if he's got a hurt leg or – if he's banged up a little bit on the lower half, but his lack of hustle on the base path is driving me nuts. So I don't know if you want to speak about it. If you want to keep things all positive and puppy dogs and ice cream, man, that's perfectly fine.
Hang
but
on.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you this real quick then.
Sure.
You're talking about Jonathan India, of course, who went 1-for-5 with an RBI double.
Yep.
Is there a specific?
Yeah. You want me to get into it?
Yeah, no, please. I'm very interested.
Okay.
I got no
All
problem
right.
with it. You're not going to find me fighting you when it comes to India. He's been utterly disappointed.
Right. So the inning that we scored all of our runs, we took the lead back. Isbell's on third. India's on second. Bobby's up at the plate. Hits the little slow roller out to second base. Bobby's busting his tail down the line to try to beat out any kind of play he can and stay out of any kind of a double play. Isbell scores easily from third, and the second baseman ends up kicking the ball, man. He pretty much boots the ball, and I look up, and India's, I'm expecting a big leaguer rounding the bag hard and looking for a mistake, and he's dogging it into third, and all of a sudden turns around and sees that the ball is, you know, trickled out behind the second baseman. And it drives me nuts, and it brings me back to 2015 when Hosmer scored on, I believe it was a ground ball in the infield from second base in the 2015 World Series against the Mets.
Even tougher, it was to the third baseman. I mean, that's even a more difficult play to score on.
So I don't know.
And
I mean,
listen,
I know
you can
that...
go back to India at third base when he took that spike to the hand and he got caught.
Sure, and just stood there.
Yeah,
I mean... any other player could have scored from second on a ball that got past third base right there. And he's standing there looking at his hand. And I don't know if Vance is, I mean, you would assume that Vance is telling him to get his ass out, get his butt down the third baseline and score. But I don't know, man. It's just, it's stuff like that, you know, as a former player, former coach, and now a parent, it's frustrating to watch.
Yeah. No, you make a great point, Kevin. No, I appreciate it. You had a better view of the game than I did, too, so it brings a unique angle. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, listen. The only thing I can really say about Jonathan India on a positive note is the dude is tough, and... you know, even Kevin acknowledges maybe he's dealing with something. The guy has been beaten up quite often this season, so you know, good on you, Kevin, for at least acknowledging he could be banged up. But no, it's big league baseball. You're out there on the field. You're good to go. You're held to a different standard. I think it's a fair point. India goes 1-for-5, and yeah, he did drive in a run. RBI double from India tied the game up at 4 in the top of the 5th inning. India ready for a fastball up in the zone from Ben Brown. And it was in off the plate, but again, up. India ready to do damage. He keeps it fair into the left field corner. Ties the game up at 4. And he would come around to score on an errant throw from the Cubs pitcher to make it 6-4. Royals go on to win 12-4. Jonathan India's double, that RBI double, his 7th double here in the month of July. That's more than any other month as a Royal. Let's go to Pat in Olathe. Pat, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. So I was looking at the Rangers because they similarly great pitching, bad offense, right? Mm-hmm. But they're like a game over 500 and like a game like in the mix for the wild card. And I guess what I don't understand is it seems like our issue is just clutch hitting, right? And like, what is that? And does it get better? And I mean, is 60 days or 60 games enough time where if that turns on, you can make up the ground that we have to make up. So, I mean, that was what I wanted your thoughts on.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, I appreciate the phone call. Looking at the Texas Rangers, you're right. Great pitching staff, brutal offense this season. They're slightly better in clutch situations than the Royals have been this year. Royals' second lowest OPS in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. Rangers' sixth worst. So not a massive difference. Sure, they hit more home runs and they have obviously scored more runs than the Royals this season. Just about everybody has. I think they have more talent up and down their lineup. I think injuries have hurt them more than lack of production, right? Royals have been hurt because Vinny hasn't been Herculean with runners in scoring position the way that he was a season ago. While the Rangers, to me, have been hurt by injuries up and down their lineup to Young, to Seager, Garcia, and others. 61 games to go. Is that enough time to turn this thing around? Yeah, obviously it is. Obviously, yes. I don't mean to speak down to you. Yeah, certainly. Royals, not to win the division. I can't imagine anybody's looking at that. But you're back, what, 4.5 games to the Boston Red Sox right now for the final wild card spot. You have to leapfrog the Angels, the Guardians, the Rangers, the Rays, and the Red Sox in order to grab and possess that final wild card spot. I'll tell you this, Pat. I don't think the Royals control their fate. I think they need a lot of help. If they're going to grab that wild card spot, they need a lot of help, and they need this Jack Caglione and this John Rave and this offense. Can it happen? Of course. But over the course of the first 101 games, I don't have enough evidence or data to tell you that it's likely going to happen. No, I believe it's still very, very unlikely. And as a matter of fact, just taking a look at the odds makers and the predictions as far as the Royals and what it would take for the Royals to make it to the postseason. Just a week ago, they were 5-1. Last time I checked, they were up to 8-1 to make it to the postseason. So it's going to be really difficult. But of course, yeah, certainly it's possible. 61 games to go, 4.5 back of that wild card spot. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to KB down in North Carolina. KB, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. It's KD as in dog, as in KD. But good to go. I just wanted to say, I absolutely love Denny. I love his calls. So happy you went to Chicago. It was great to hear him tonight.
I agree wholeheartedly, KD. I appreciate the phone call. I should know, anytime I see that call from North Carolina, that it's KD, but you make assumptions and they always backfire. But very nice hearing from you. And yeah, how nice of a treat was that, Denny and Ryan, behind the mic for the Royals at Wrigley. Speaking of Denny Matthews, did you catch this?
Well, folks, the legendary Flo Rida is performing live at Kauffman Stadium. You're invited to come out to the ballpark Saturday, July 26th at 6:15 for the Royals-Guardians game and stick around after the game for the show. Stay in your seat or grab a field pass to see Flo Rida from down on the diamond. Up close and personal. Visit royals.com/concerts.
We go back to the phone calls. CJ in Kansas City. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Man, it's just glad to have a Royals win. And I love today's call also with Danny. And to answer your question, Well, first, if I can say real quick, Noah Cameron, man, he's probably one of my favorite world right now. It's been like that for a while. That guy's just incredible. Yep. I need other teams to lose because everybody, we're a good team, and everybody's a good team. So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for everybody else to start losing, and we continue to win, and hopefully there comes a series of winning streaks. I question our bullpen. I get in a lot of trouble with that with my fellow Royals fans. When our starters go out, it's like I don't have a bunch of faith that we're going to have that we're going to win, whether we're up or down. It's just the bullpen troubles me sometimes. And there's so much parity in baseball. Like, everybody's good. And I think that you're alluding to that a lot. I'm scoreboard watching a lot, and everybody is in it. But we're in it too. So we're fighting. Hope we keep Lugo. And choo-choo. I was going to say that.
There you go. Appreciate it, man. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Royals bullpen, following tonight's three innings of work, a scoreless seventh from John Schreiber and a scoreless pair of innings from Andrew Hoffman, the Royals bullpen has the seventh best ERA in Major League Baseball, a mark of 3.65. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's South Lanteau. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Toe. Well, he's jocking your style. Big T and Shawnee, you're on the postgame show. What'd you think of the choo-choo there from CJ?
Yeah, man, I love it. Yeah, I love his voice too, Vern. Did you hear that voice?
It's a strong voice. It's CJ's a good baritone.
That
there.
Was. Yep. Hey, so Vern, I'm going to answer your question at the end of my call, but first of all, I want to tip my cap to Noah Cameron. Nice job by that young man. Keep up the great work. And then, you know, Cags gets us on board early with his home run. Way to go. That was an opposite field shot. That was good to see. Good things are coming. Keep up the work from that young cat, too. Nice job. But the guy I want to talk about tonight, it was the key hit, the key moment of the game. That's the legend, Salvador Perez, baby. Woo! Salvi, our captain, baby. He hits the two-run shot. If he flies out there, you don't know what happens. But Salvi, we always hear these calls year after year after year. Oh, Salvi this, oh, Salvi that. Trade Salvi. Oh, he swings out of his own. He's a legend. He's the second greatest Royal to ever wear the uniform. Lay off Salvi. He's got this. He's the conductor. We got all these engines. He's going to roll with this. I mean, the guy's a future Hall of Famer. He's the type of player that down the stretch, look how hot he is, everybody. Look how hot Salvi is, the captain. He could carry us down the stretch and into the playoffs. Vern, I eat, sleep, breathe. Live, talk, watch, listen to baseball, yet I know nothing about it. You just never know what's going to happen game to game or week to week. Jump aboard, and as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Salvi batting .367 here in the month of July, and he is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Salvi with a two-run home run in the fourth inning. Took a three-run deficit and cut it down to one. Salvi jumps the first pitch heater from right-hander Ben Brown. It's middle in, coming in at 97 miles per hour, and the big fella muscles it 380 feet over the wall in left center field. Salvi wasn't done. He comes to the dish with Mikel on second base and nobody out in the eighth inning. And for the third straight game, Salvi hits an eighth-inning bomb. Number 17 on the season as he rips a 1-1 cutter out over the dish at the knees, 408 feet over the wall in left center field, getting to the right-hander Chris Flexen. Left Salvi's bat at 107 miles per hour. So that's career home runs number 289 and 290. Salvi now just 27 away from matching George Brett's franchise record and only 21 shy of another Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez, for seventh on baseball's all-time home run leaderboard for a catcher. For being named the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Salvi and his family will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. With shrimp cocktail and a filet mignon and twice-baked potatoes with that cheddar cheese, Asparagus spears and the gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Perez's home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the great Salvador Perez. Royals win 12-4. We'll take our first quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
There's a lot of room in between the third baseman Shaw and the line. And Ray belts it into deep right center field and gone for the Royals' third home run tonight. And John Rave, the Cubs fan from Central Illinois, hits a home run in his first game at Wrigley Field.
That's Ryan Lefevre on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. John Rave's third of the year. What a pretty swing. I mean, as pretty of a left-handed swing as we've seen all season. Now, Vinny's had some pretty ones, but that 404-foot blast off of the John Rave left-handed bat, that might take the cake. Now, Rave, there in the top of the seventh inning with the Royals up 7-4, he gets ahead in the count 3-0. Chris Flexen, the right-hander, gets back into the count, works it full. But still, you know, chipping away, chipping away. John Rave gets a 92-mile-per-hour fastball in the middle and does not miss it. I mean, immediately off the bat. You could tell in Ryan's voice he knew it was gone. But John Rave, on his face, he knew it was gone. He said something the second he made contact with it, like, you know, peace. I don't know what he said. But he knew it was gone. Just a gorgeous swing. So a leadoff home run in the seventh from John Rave makes it 8-4 Royals. In the very next inning, Rave would come to the dish with two on and nobody out, and he would guide a two-strike slurve that's elevated from same pitcher that he took deep in the previous inning, Chris Flexen. He gets that two-strike slurve elevated and just takes it back up the gut, scoring Jack Caglione, making it an 11-4 Royals game. They would go on to win 12-4. They take the opener on the north side of Chicago, and that bomb from The rookie John Rave, that was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. John Rave's first big league game in which he scores three runs. He drives in two runs. He's driven in multiple runs now three times in his last five starts. Royals win 12-4. That's a season high. 12 runs tonight for the good guys. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. Shane was one of the more than 38,000 in the building on the north side tonight. Shane, how cool was Wrigley?
I tell you what, we are checking off the stadiums, and I'm more and more convinced that we need a downtown stadium. It is really? So cool. Yeah. I mean, we've been to Fenway, we've been to Baltimore, we've been to all these stadiums, and it was packed. And the energy was up. The energy was great walking into the stadium. I tell you what, we went to Cincinnati last year when we put up 12 on them as well. So I think we need to start traveling with the team. But yeah. It was, you know, we watched El Capitan, you know, drilling out two home runs that were no doubters. I mean, you've heard the crack of the bat, and it sounded like an explosion. So these guys, we've got these players, the younger guys are starting to come around. Maybe they just needed that, you know, that little break after the All-Star. But I tell you what, it was an exciting game. We were so proud of, you know, I just blanked on his name, Cameron. You know,
there's like, a lot of rookies that performed well. Yeah,
absolutely. We were thinking he was just going to fold up and maybe just mail one in, and he calmed down really did a great job. And then, you know, our boys said, you know what, if you're going to calm down, we're going to start bringing the bats. And it was amazing. It was just a great time. I'm hoping that this may have just lit a spark. And, you know, hopefully we'll make a good push for the playoffs.
Love it. Appreciate the phone call. Glad you had a great time. And I'm glad you brought the show back to Noah Cameron. There are a lot of rookies we could celebrate tonight. We've talked John Rave. You know, Jack Caglione hits his fifth big fly of the year. But, yeah, Noah Cameron, 13 starts into his professional career. And he has an ERA of 2.61. That's the best in Royals history. And there's no rookie in the sport this season that can match him. Not when it comes to innings pitched and an ERA like that. Cameron's given the team on average over the course of those 13 starts. He's going more than 5 2/3 innings per start. I mean, he's the first Royal in 21 years to log that amount of innings in his first 13 starts. You got to go back to Zach Greinke in 2004. And shout out to Noah Cameron. Not only does he see a one-run lead turn into a three-run deficit in the bottom of the second inning, a 22-pitch bottom of the second inning for the 25-year-old rookie, but it's not like his offense immediately got his back in the third. Royals went down 1-2-3 on 10 pitches in the third. And Cameron needed another 22 pitches to get through his third inning. Yeah, he was at 55 through three. But then he retires 9 of the next 10 and gives his team 6 innings of work. Just the second time all year Noah Cameron's put forth a start without issuing a free pass. No walks tonight for the rookie. Second time in 13 starts as a big leaguer. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. And again, my game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Tanner in Independence. You're next up on the postgame show, Tanner. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, appreciate you calling, taking my call. Just getting off work and pulling into my driveway. I've just been having a question for this season. In 2015, we got to watch the team really having fun. They had a really great culture for that team. And I was just kind of wondering, do you think this team could have that same kind of culture, that same kind of fun attitude? Do you think, like, 2014, we brought in George Brett to kind of shift things around. Do you think there's any chance of giving, like, a Hosmer or, you know, Moose the call and being like, hey, man, can you come in and help us turn the culture around and get these boys having a little bit more fun? Appreciate you taking my call. I'll listen off air.
Sure. Yeah, Tanner, appreciate the phone call. I believe the George Brett hitting coach experiment happened in 2013. It was very short-lived, and then Pedro Grifol took over. And honestly, I don't know how much the George Brett hitting coach thing really helped. Now, it's George Brett. He knows more about base. He's forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. So in no way am I saying it. But just listening over the years to what Moose and Haas had to say about that time, what I've heard about that time, those guys just needed experience. And you look at the path of their career, you look at how that team came together in 2015, it was at times, for the most part, a linear growth from that ball club. And that's abnormal. And that Dayton Moore's whole plan worked out. Everything came to fruition. That doesn't happen very often. As far as the culture, yeah, it might not look like they're having a lot of fun. That's because they've lost more games than they've won. They're not having fun. But also, you know, this team has, you know, Salvi's a different guy. You didn't have a captain like that in 2014 to 2015. You didn't have a future Hall of Famer showing you the ropes where it's all a rerun to him. Now, that 2015, everybody was going through it for the first time. I mean, everybody in that starting nine was making a run to the World Series in 2014 and in 2015. They were doing something together for the first time, all of them. Salvi's been there before. Michael Wacha's been there before. So you have some guys with experience, and a lot of these guys have already been to the postseason just a year ago, as you know. But no, Mike Moustakas, Eric Hosmer, bringing them in the dugout, I certainly don't think is the answer. I also think they're both too rich to do that. They both have too young of families to do that. So, no, I really don't think that's possible. 913-586-7965. Royals collect 14 hits tonight. They're now 9-0 this season when they collect at least 14 hits. Let's go to Reggie in Atchison. Reggie, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. My question is, being optimistic, let's say we win this series and the next one, come up to the trade deadline. What are your thoughts? Do you think they will trade Lugo and bring in a bat and a prospect, or what do you think might happen? Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. Some interesting hypothetical being painted there. Right, you're saying that they're going to win one more game in Chicago and that they're going to take 2 of 3 from the Cleveland Guardians. I have some follow-up questions because baseball's not simple. Just like life, it's not black and white. It resides in the gray area. So I'm going to have a tough time answering that question, at least honestly. Unless you just want me to be a homer or you just want me to be negative. If you want me to be real, that's an impossible question to answer. Are they scoring? If they drop, well, let me just take you back to the beginning of the show. Take you back to the On Deck show earlier today. I view this series as a checkpoint in the season. You're going to have to pay a toll of some sort to continue over the course of the final, what will be the final 59 games of the season. Now, for me, the toll that this team has to pay, for me to believe that they can pull off a miraculous run down the stretch, what I must see over the course of these three games in Chicago, as I pointed out on the On Deck show today, the toll I request, the threshold I need to see met. Two wins, five runs in every single game, and good Jack Caglione in every single game. If you want me to believe going into the off day coming up on Monday, off day coming up on Thursday, if you want me to believe going into this homestand with Cleveland and Atlanta, the final six games before the trade deadline, if you want me to rekindle my hope, I need those three things to happen. I need them to win another game. I need them to score at least five runs in these next two games. And I need Cags to be good in these next two games. So if those things happen, and then they happen again against Cleveland, sure. Sure, I could see them aggressive at the deadline. Sure, I could see them hanging on to Seth Lugo. And I'll tell you this, regardless of what they do, I think it's a mistake to hang on to Seth Lugo. That's my opinion. That's the only declarative statement I can make regarding the deadline. I think you got to move Seth Lugo. Everything outside of that, I'll leave it up in the air. Now, the voice in my head says this team doesn't have it. A little too late. But I've also been around the game long enough to keep your mouth shut. Just watch and observe, and the game will tell you. The game will show you. The teams will expose themselves and their weaknesses and ultimately make the decision rather easy. Nice hearing from you, Tanner. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We heard John Rave's solo home run earlier. Rave tonight playing in his 39th big league game, picking up his third multi-hit performance. He had this to say after the game to the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network.
Me and my dad and my brother, we'd kind of go back and forth between Busch Stadium and Wrigley. So, yeah, I spent, probably been to 5 to 10 games here.
So what was it like to?
Yeah, being on the other side of things, I mean, it was really special. It was a cool day. And, yeah, just kind of looking up in the stands when I was in the outfield, it definitely felt surreal.
Did you have a lot of family and friends here tonight?
Yeah, a bunch of them were all spread out. I think it was around 50 people that were kind of texting me and my wife and just saying where they're at and stuff like that. So it was a lot of people that were there that I knew.
So what's it like, you know, home run in this ballpark with all, you know, family and friends there to support you?
Yeah, I mean, when I was around on the bases, it felt a little bit like slow-mo, movie-esque. But yeah, just special to kind of do it in front of the people that helped get me here. So really grateful for it.
When you look at the talent in this locker room, is offense performances like this, 12-run season high, is what this team is more capable of moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, this is who we are. This is what we know we're capable of doing every single night. It's just kind of, you know, that's what we're going to try to do every night. We're going to come in prepared, and, you know, whether we win by two or win by eight, you know, we're going to battle till the end. And, we got a lot of fight in this team.
What was the pitch?
There you go. That is John Rave, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Rave, one of five different Royals to collect multiple hits. Rave, Izzy, Nick Lofton, Salvador Perez, and Michael Garcia, who picked up his team-leading 32nd multi-hit game of the season. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Michael Garcia also with his 26th double on the year. That's third most in Major League Baseball. Let's head down to Florida, talk with our buddy Dwayne. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern.
What's up, buddy?
Well, that guy was talking about bucket list ballparks, you know, earlier. And what I heard tonight in Chicago sounds like Wrigley Field is definitely a bucket list ballpark. But I think you're going to have a better time at Lone Depot Park going for the World Baseball Classic. So,
ooh, man, that's going
to
be fun.
If you can make it down there, that's the time to go. We went,
I agree,
you know, yesterday, and there's a whole level in that stadium that there wasn't a soul sitting in. So it was pretty disappointing to see just nobody sitting up in that level. And you know,
yeah. Well, that's always been the issue with the Marlins. They don't get a lot of support down there.
Well, I think that's
because they hate the ownership, and they should, right?
Came to the World Series every game because he wanted to see what a real fan base was like. You know, that's what I'm convinced of. You know, a Marlins man sitting in the front row. Kaufman just had to take it in for himself. So
Marlins man, you know. Yeah, he's always making it about himself. It seems.
Anyway, it was nice to see the Royals score runs yesterday. It's nice to listen to it happen today. 27 runs in four games. That's probably the most we've had in a four-game stretch all year.
That's a great point.
I don't know that stat, but you know,
sounds right.
It has to be you know, something to be excited about. I mean, I think that maybe getting one run or no runs is you know, wearing on the players just as hard as it wears on the fans. And I hope our relief pitchers have got their throats cleared now, and maybe they can all buckle down and have some scoreless innings again, get some good stretches going, and, you know, we can be right back into this race that, you know, all the fans are just frothing at the mouth to cheer for this team. And, you know, maybe some of that magic will happen now that you've been talking about. So
Let's hope so. Dwayne, it's nice hearing from you as always, man. I appreciate it. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. And you're right. Yeah, just scrolling through it. Royals with 12 runs tonight after scoring 15 runs in Miami. 27 runs in a four-game stretch. Yeah, that is a new high watermark for the boys in blue. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965. Royals take game one on the north side and now hand the ball to Rich Hill. The 45-year-old will make his Royals debut tomorrow. He'll become the oldest player to appear in a game in Kansas City Royals history. And he'll appear with his major league record tying 14th. Different franchise. That game tomorrow, 7:05 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after the...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a... half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. The prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Good hitters will begin to figure things out.
Salvi hits it deep into left center field toward the bleachers and in the bleachers for a two-out, two-run home run.
Oh, boy, you could hear the crack of the bat on that one. Woo! Denny Matthews and Ryan Lefevre on the call last year here on 96.5 The Fan. Salvi's 16th home run of the season comes there in the fourth inning, makes a 4-1 Cubs lead shrink to a one-run Cubs lead. Salvi's now homered in three straight games, fifth time he's done that in his career. He would homer again in the eighth inning and giving him eight home runs in his last 11 games. The Royals hit a total of four big flies tonight. They're now 15-2 when they hit multiple home runs. Royals win this one. They take the opener in Chicago, 12-4, the final score. After the game, on the field, Salvador Perez received the Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network.
Well, I'm looking right behind the camera, and there's a kid wearing a shirt that says the boys are playing some ball. The boys play some ball tonight, Salvi.
Yes, sir. Thank God, man. You know, we scored a lot of runs tonight.
You know, the guys upstairs were talking, you fall behind, and everything settled down. The offense kicked in. Noah Cameron settled down. What changed for you guys?
I think we just try to do our job every night. You know, it's baseball, you know. Sometimes we're going to be a game like that. Sometimes we're going to win one run, you know, a close game. And we just try to keep the energy. I think we played really good in Miami. And I think we played really good tonight, too.
You said that you love playing anywhere. I know Miami's nice because it's your winter home, but you've done really well at Wrigley. This is a different environment. This is one of the best environments. Does that give you some energy, too, when you see this crowd?
Yeah, I see this play like the way we see every time we play here, you know, give you guys a little extra energy, you know. It's packed every night, you know, and I also want to thank the Kansas City fans to come in and support us because it's a lot of Kansas City fans in here.
Yeah, it reminded me of 2015 when Eske hit that home run in the first inning and the crowd went crazy here, and it was all Royals fans. Cags goes deep for his first ever game here. Rave goes deep. You, by the way, 289 and 290. What's going on with that swing right now? You are red hot.
Let's keep it that way, yo. You know, the first half, I think I was trying too much. So right now, I just want to be patient. I can in the home plate. I don't try to shake too many pitches. And thank God, I start to swing better.
Salvi's played in 16 games here in the month of July. He has 17 RBIs, 14 extra base hits, and he scored 13 runs. Let's go to Dave in Kansas City. Dave, you're on the Peterson and Associates phone line on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks, Vern, for having me. I'm honored to be here. And your cut of Salvi is so well-timed. The captain just delivered. What a delicious game to take in from him. Yeah. I mean, what else could a captain do but show the boys how to play ball in Wrigley Field? I mean, that was just, it was so great.
Yeah.
What I had intended to comment on was some, you know, comments from a caller a few nights ago about Jake Eisenberg, which I actually took issue with. I think Jake Eisenberg does a tremendous job delivering the game, the play-by-play to me as a radio listener. Yes, I love, he's very talented.
Oh, no doubt.
But isn't he? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, listen, that phone call the other day, appreciate you reaching out. Yeah, that phone call the other day, that's, you know, I'm like the cable company. Normally you only call when you have a complaint. And we're 101 games into this season, Jake's third season, and I think that's the first person that's waited on hold to say something negative on the air. That's a pretty good clip. Especially in this city. That's a pretty good clip. So, yeah, no, Jake's outstanding. No doubt about it. Nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965. Speaking of outstanding, Noah Cameron continues to be outstanding. Home or away, there's just nothing about this young man that says rookie. Now, tonight was his sixth start away from Kauffman Stadium. In his six road starts, he's allowed a total of 7 runs. Opponents are hitting .184 against him on the road. Royals pitching staff lowers its team ERA to 3.49. That's second best in Major League Baseball and the best by a Royals staff since 1985. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And yeah, Wrigley, if you haven't had a chance to get up there, it is one of the best ballparks in America. This is my first time there. And yeah, the crowd every night, I mean, there's 30,000+ people packing that place. And good to see the boys getting some home runs. And how about Salvador Perez? What a captain. He has been lighting up. Only 10 home runs away from 300. I hope to be at the game that he hits 300. So if you haven't had a chance, get up to Chicago and go visit Wrigley, and I'll be at Great American Ballpark on Friday, so that checks another ballpark off my list. But
good
yeah,
for you, man.
Just good for the Royals, and let's keep it up, Vern.
Well, good for you, Garrett. I appreciate the phone call. Have a good time. I've heard that Skyline Chili's overrated. I've never had it, but you got to try it, right? Maybe it's too touristy. I don't know. I think you have to try it. Hey, shout out to Salvador Perez, who with his 2 hits tonight, he passed Jorge Posada on the all-time hits leaderboard for a primary catcher. Salvi now stands alone with the 23rd most hits ever by a catcher. Next up, former Royals manager Tony Pena. How about that? From the text line, the text line number, same as our phone number, 913-586-7965. Spike in St. Joe says, I like the lineup tonight, but let's say Jonathan India gets hurt or traded or benched. Who's our leadoff hitter? Well, I think that's Michael Garcia. We've already seen that, Spike. When India's out of the lineup, that's Michael's job. And to be honest with you, if Michael had been performing like this last year, Michael would be your leadoff hitter this year, and I think Jonathan India would be on a different team. From the 816, Vern, I can't wait to go to Cooperstown in about a decade to watch Salvador Perez get inducted. Yeah, man, I hope I'm still around then. I really do. I've never been to Cooperstown. I've always wanted to, but I'm always working. I have to imagine I would get that weekend off. I'd be out there for Salvi's induction. Boy, I hope I'm still employed by then. That would be something else. From the 816, Vern, if the Royals go on an 8-10 game winning streak and, you know, play a little above 500 the rest of the way, do you think that's enough for them to sneak in? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you have a winning record, you have a chance. With the new expanded postseason, you have a chance. And again, to go back to the one of the first callers of the night that was talking about how grateful he is that they're in the mix. Yeah, you're in the mix because of the expanded postseason, which I understand is good for the game because it keeps other fan bases involved. But I don't think it's good for the game at the same time because what are we doing playing 162 games then? Playing every single day for 6 months and you're telling me, yeah, we still don't really know who the best teams are. Let's let half of the league into the postseason. I just don't get it. Because then it leads to this. Everybody except for 5 teams are still in it. I'd be in favor of it if we weren't playing 162. Let the regular season mean something. But now I just sound like an old man yelling at clouds. Because this is the way of all professional sports. Expand the postseason. And unless you're the NFL, where you can expand the postseason and expand the regular season because the appetite is so insatiable in this country for football. Baseball and basketball and hockey, they expand the postseason, but they're still yet to contract the regular season, which is something they both, all three of them, need to do. Megan from up in Cameron just wants to say, go Salvi. Salvi now just 5 extra base hits shy of Hall of Famer Bill Dickey's career total. That's 14th most in baseball history for a catcher. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, great night for Salvador. Yeah, he's now 30 RBIs away. I bet your name is Solis, who tied, who had 1,700 career RBIs. I knew. How about the Chicago men growing up? Raven Huffman, Ray growing up about a few blocks down from Wrigley with the big home run. And Ed Jack going opposite field. Josh, pretty good. And Bird jumped from Tupelo Aspe. He's glad that Jack's got 5 home runs. But he's saying, why is he hitting 145? But just the major league pitching is a lot different than it is in the minor leagues. That's why I told him it'll come up.
Well, Jack needs to pick it up, Dan. You can tell your buddy I appreciate the phone call. Jack needs to pick it up. There's no doubt about it. You know, he's been here long enough, and it's crazy to say that, but you look at some of the other 2024 draft class mates. It took Nick Kurtz about 4 weeks before he started clicking. Nick Kurtz is now the reigning American League Player of the Week. Caglione tonight plays in his 38th game. Strikes out for the 32nd time. Walks for the 8th time. Homers for the 5th time. His 10th extra base hit. Dan, thanks for the phone call. Raj in the Ozarks is wondering if Seth Lugo's going to make it out of Chicago. Meaning, is he going to be traded to the Northsiders before he makes the start coming up on Wednesday? We'll see. I think Dan mentioned Amos Otis. Salvi is 16 RBI away from matching Amos Otis for 3rd most in Royals franchise history. 913-586-7965. From the 785, can we vote for Cam... as in Noah Cameron. Okay, shorten that to Cam. Can we vote for Noah Cameron as Rookie of the Year? No, that's not how it works. But there's no doubt about it, Noah Cameron's been the best rookie starting pitcher in the sport. Royals rotation has an ERA of 3.39 this season. That's 3rd best in Major League Baseball. After the game on the field, while Salvi was talking with Joel Goldberg, John Rave was on MLB Network talking with John Paul Morosi.
Well, John Rave from Bloomington, Illinois, you hit a home run into the Wrigley bleachers. What did you think on that trip around the bases?
Yeah, felt a little bit in slow-mo, to be honest. I mean, that was definitely a special one that I'm going to remember for a long time, so grateful for it.
About 50 people here in the ballpark, John, from your family. Were you able to make eye contact with any of them after the home run?
Yeah, between friends and family, they're kind of all over the park in different spots. But I was able to see a couple of my buddies up in the bleachers having a good time. So I tossed the ball up to one of them, and he caught it. So that was a cool moment as well.
So how important was this ballpark to you growing up? I know you had some different Cubs and Cardinals allegiances in your family.
Yeah, I mean, it was really important. My brother, huge Cubs fan. Now he's a huge Royals fan. But he's here tonight, and I'm sure that one made him pretty happy. So it's definitely special for my family. This was a good one.
I know you celebrate your father's memory so much, John. How much were you thinking about him here tonight?
I thought about him pretty much the whole game. I mean, he grew up a big Cubs fan. You know, I tried to talk to him a little bit throughout the game. Just, you know, he's got the best seat in the house here. So this was a pretty special one.
He's smiling down on you, John. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Great. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great job. John Paul Morosi there on MLB Network. Back to the text line, 913-586-7965. A question here from the 620. Has John Rave earned everyday playing time? No. But, you know, who has earned everyday playing time? You know, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Michael, no doubt. Cags, I think, is an everyday for four drives. You do that, you're going to find yourself in the lineup more times than not. From the 918, Vern, trade Seth Lugo to the Cubs for outfield prospect Owen Cassie. Yeah, I'd do that. I'm with you. Rally Mantis, get well. I see you on the text line, not doing too good, but cheering on Salvi from afar. Scott in Independence is a Cubs fan living in Independence that cheers on the Royals. Says it's good to see the Boys in Blues offense go off tonight. Even though I cheer for the Cubs, it's nice to see the Boys in Blue get nice. Well, that's cool. Scott, I appreciate you listening. Ryan and Lawrence out there listening. He writes in, Vern, I'm wondering if the pressure release valve has been tripped on these bats. Maybe they don't want to go away just yet here in 2025. Yeah, I hope you're right. It's more fun when they win. I'm with you on that. From the 913, Vern, today started an 18-game stretch before a 10-game homestand that starts on the 11th of August against the Nationals, White Sox, and Rangers. Vern, if they can go 11-7, get back to 500 at the start of that homestand, they'll have a shot down the stretch. Yeah, fair point. Okay, a homestand against the Nationals, White Sox, and Rangers. Yeah, you would like to think that you could fatten up against them. But again, that's if they play like they did tonight. And they've played like they did tonight, you know, 10 times all year, a dozen times all year. So, what, 10% of the time? I hope it continues, but the odds say that they will revert back to the lifeless offense they've been, and they'll do so as early as tomorrow. I hope I'm wrong. I'm just pointing out the facts. Anthony in Blue Springs is celebrating this one and hoping that they can make it a winning streak tomorrow. I'm with you on that. Let's go to JD. You're next up on the postgame show. JD, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't had supper yet, but I wanted to come on and tell you and your listeners that I'm so proud of the Royals. The
fans. You haven't had supper yet?
I haven't had supper yet, no. No, I've just enjoyed the game and your wonderful show, and I'm going to put a lasagna.
It's 11:30, JD. Go eat. What are you doing waiting on hold? Go eat something. Well, you're going to get sick. You're going to start seeing stars.
I'd rather listen to your super colossal show and all the listeners. And I think there's a railroad engineer in there that was doing a little toot-tooting. Well, my dad, he worked for the Santa Fe. So toot-toot. Was that pretty good?
That's another one. I appreciate the phone call. We've now reached the maximum allowed toots on one show. Josh and KC's on the text line wondering why Noah Cameron isn't getting the national recognition he deserves. That's a really good question. My first response would be the Royals are below 500. They're a small market team. Baseball doesn't do many things that get national recognition. Right? Bobby wasn't even the starting shortstop in the American League. So, you know, I think add all of that up. And that's why. Now, I think he should, you know, have better odds of winning the Rookie of the Year than Jack Leiter or Shane Smith. I think Noah Cameron's been the best rookie pitcher in all of Major League Baseball, but you know, no, I'm not surprised about anything when it comes to attention on a national level. That's just where Major League Baseball is today. Although, as I say that, the biggest story in baseball tomorrow might be the fact that 45-year-old Rich Hill is going to make the start for the Royals. He'll go opposite fellow southpaw Matthew Boyd. It's a 7:05 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. Yeah, it is a historic day at Wrigley tomorrow. Rich Hill will become the oldest Kansas City Royal in history, and he'll match a baseball record by appearing in a game with a 14th different team. Wow. A special thanks to Jacob Mustard back at the studio, just doing an outstanding job. It's greatly appreciated. Kansas City, your ears are greatly appreciated. Let's do it again tomorrow. I'll talk to you then at 6 o'clock. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.